Gardaí and County Louth are continuing their investigation into the cause of the crash in which five friends were killed on Saturday night. The two-vehicle collision occurred in Gibbstown outside Dundalk and claimed the lives of young people from Meath, Louth, Monaghan and Lanarkshire in Scotland. The five, two men and three women, were all aged between 21 and 23. Local representatives have been speaking about the grief and sense of devastation in the northeast. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin expressed his condolences to the families and praised the emergency services.
Absolutely shocking and traumatic scenes for the first responders. We value them very, very highly. And that trauma lives on and has impact. But our thoughts and prayers are with the families. You only have to think of the parents when they receive the news. I mean, those young people were going out for a night out, for probably full of the joys of life, and then to have a cruelly extinguished in a manner, and to have that level of death and destruction. It's very hard to comprehend that, and it'll take a long, long while to deal with that trauma.
Let's go to Dundalk now, from where we're joined by our northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan. Laura, this has been a terrible tragedy, but can we start with the investigation, which is ongoing? What's been happening today?
Yes, Rachel. Well, the RD Road, which is just outside Dundalk, remains closed this lunchtime. Bouquets of flowers had been left close to the cordon there earlier today for those five young people who lost their lives at the weekend. And today, the work that's happening now is Gardaí are completing their work on the RD Road. They're continuing the searches of the road following the completion of the forensic collision examinations there. Post-mortems, we're told, will be completed today and tomorrow at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. The investigation is ongoing and Gardaí are still appealing for witnesses or anyone who was travelling on that road on Saturday evening between 8:30 and 9:15 to contact them. And a lot of the work that Gardaí are doing is now in supporting the families of these three young men and two young women, all aged between 21 and 23, who've all been just devastated by what has happened.
You were in Carrickmacross this morning. Will you tell us about that?
Yes, we went to St Joseph's Church in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, earlier this morning, where prayers were said at 10 o'clock Mass for all of the victims of this crash, as well as those who were injured, and the responders who attended the scene, and the families and friends, of course, and the wider community related to these five young people. And Carrickmacross is an area closely linked to two of the victims as well. Monsignor Shane McCaughey told the congregation that a veil of sadness had descended on the community, which was home to Chloe McGee and Shay Duffy. And I spoke to some parishioners who were leaving Mass there earlier, and some had come specifically just to pray for those affected by this tragedy. And others saying that at a time like this, you just don't know where else to go or what to do.
And our deepest and condolences and sympathy goes to all the families, young people and that. It's a very, very sad day. Lord rest them. It's just an atmosphere of shock. It's just solid shock. People, it's okay, you hear it far away. It's always a sad, but just when it's on your own doorstep, it's a different job.
I came to Mass especially this morning. It's all I can do for them. People just don't know what to say. You know, it's so sad. You know, like, I have a granddaughter and she didn't personally know them, but she was in bits. That's what takes it home.
Oh, very somber. I knew that girl, Chloe. She was a beautiful girl, you know, and it just changes everything. You know, you just don't know what to say anymore, you know. And they were all such young people. You know, it's just hard to get your head round it. You know, it's really, when you see young people like that, and, you know, five of them, it's really, really tough. We had the parents at Mass yesterday morning, and you know, you didn't know what to do or say to them, kind of. You know, it was so sad.
some people leaving Mass in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan this morning. They were talking to our correspondent, Laura Hogan. Joining us now is the president of Dundalk Institute of Technology, Dr. Dermot O'Callaghan. Thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon. I gather that two of those who lost their lives were students of yours. Will you tell us about them?
That's correct, Rachel. Chloe Hipson was a second-year student who joined DKIT earlier this year, coming from Lanarkshire in Scotland. She moved to Ireland and joined the second year of our quantity surveying programme, which is relatively unusual. She was admitted on advanced entry, as we call it, based on qualifications she already had in Scotland. So she joined into a group that had already bonded in the previous year and fitted in immediately and made very good friends. So Chloe is remembered by our staff as a very friendly and diligent student, very well liked. And indeed, one of the staff members I was talking to earlier today said that their recollection of Chloe is that she was always smiling. So Chloe Hipson was one of the students that was involved in this terrible tragedy. We would also like to remember a former student, Shay Duffy, who had just recently completed Phase 4 and Phase 6 of his plumbing apprenticeship here with us in DKIT. And again, so he finished the theoretical part of that seven-phase programme. Phase 6 he completed very recently and was back with his employer to finish his apprenticeship in plumbing. Again, our the comments of his lecturing staff, an excellent student, very highly thought of by the staff here in Dundalk.
What sort of impact is this tragedy having on the college today?
Oh, it's a very subdued place, Rachel. There's usually over 6,000 people on this campus on any day, and there is a constant buzz of activity. It is really, really quiet, and as people try to internalise and understand the consequences of this tragedy. We also have just beside us here, O'Fee College, where Chloe McGee was working there as a teacher, and Chloe would have had significant contacts with us here in DKIT around a transition year entrepreneurship programme, for example, very recently. So these threads go from one college to the next college out into the community. In addition to the people that died in this terrible tragedy, we have several members of our community here that would be related to others involved or would be related to some of the people who lost their lives. So the consequence of all this is a very subdued DKIT today, but we're conscious of that, and we have put supports in place to help our students and our staff to work their way through what undoubtedly is a very challenging time for them.
Because of course at that age, when you're talking about people in their early 20s, you don't expect deaths among your contemporaries. It can be very hard to take.
Well, and you can manage one, but where you have multiples like this, it just goes onto an exponential scale of difficulty and tragedy and consequence. And what I do find here in the community in Dundalk is they're very good at sticking together and bonding and supporting each other. So it is the people around you really will depend on to work your way through what is a phenomenal tragedy that will be with many people in this community for a long time.
Well, listen, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. That was Dr. Dermot O'Callaghan. He's the president of Dundalk Institute of Technology.